The Proposal. A Harry Potter fic written by Love Peace O'Hana and read by Sylvain. Cho remembers the moment he proposed to her because of the leaves. They'd been walking, strolling really, in the park of Gottsfordshire, feet meandering along the tree-lined pebbly path, fingers casually intertwined. It was quiet for a weekend evening, so the cool breeze and changing leaves seemed rather appropriate, even atmospheric. She sighed, and thought again how beautiful the world really was, even without magic. Dumbledore would have enchanted the trees to talk, or the leaves to be limned with gold, but they really were pretty enough just as they were, all fiery reds and pumpkin orange, glowing silently against the gaslight. It really was for the best. Magic just got in the way, got you to take it for granted, and then one day you were up against something even magic couldn't solve, and your world came crashing down. And it was mundane in its own way. She snorted as she remembered something one of the Muggleborns had said to her once, about having expected magic to be, well, grander. All this swishing and flicking and these ridiculous incantations. He'd said, I mean, really, I thought there would be more. Ceremonial robes, sacred spaces, candles and chanting and ancient artifacts and stuff. But that was the truth of it, wasn't it? There wasn't any beauty in it, just glamour. She reached up absently to catch at a leaf that had caught in her hair, and paused to admire it before letting it drift away again. And then Henry had taken her hand in his, and begun to stammer something about stability, joyfulness. She had barely worked out what he had said when he took a deep breath, dropped to one knee, and repeated himself, slowly and clearly. She had shown him that great joy could exist in the world. He could not imagine living the rest of his life without her. He would be honoured if she would marry him. She wasn't entirely taken by surprise. Marriage was something that they'd discussed, after all, given that they'd been dating 3 years by now. But it still took her brain quite some time to catch up with the yes that had slipped breathlessly, automatically out of her mouth. Some Ravenclaw not to have seen this coming. Not that she was a Ravenclaw any longer. And he looked so happy, his eyes alight and mouth open, as though he couldn't believe his own luck. His fingers sure and strong as they belatedly pulled a box from his pocket and slipped the ring onto her finger. His lips were warm and chapped as he pressed them gleefully to hers. "Is something wrong?" he asked as he pulled back. His eyes searched hers, which had inexplicably filled with tears. She shook her head. She'd think about it later. "No, no," she reassured him, and touched a hand to his face, tracing a finger over the light line of stubble across his jaw. "This is perfect. Really, Henry, it is." "Are you sure?" His concern was genuine and touching. Cho tried hard not to be frustrated. Sometimes it would be easier if he didn't see so much. And slanted a mischievous look at him instead. "Positive. I was just thinking. I rather fancied an ice cream. Think we could get it on the house if you proposed to me there too?" He smiled at her and kissed the tip of her nose. "Only one way to find out." She smiled back. "Then let's." The end.